ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here, Beginner Series Season 4, Lesson 41. Have you started this yet?
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com,
where we study modern Japanese in a fun and educational format. So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago,
or start learning today.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say something hasn't happened yet and something has already happened in informal speech.
Such as, もう決めた。
I've already decided.
まだ決めてない。
I haven't decided yet. This conversation takes place at
歌舞伎座。In 東銀座.
At a kabuki theater in 東銀座. The conversation is between
おばあさんと若い男の人.
An older woman and a young man. The speakers are strangers. Therefore, the speakers will be using
formal Japanese.
Now, Naomi-sensei, before we listen to this conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about the study tip.
So, Naomi-sensei, we were wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
You can leave us feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Let's have a listen to the conversation.
では聞いてください。
チケットお願いします。
ねえ、もう始まった？
まだ始まっていませんよ。でももうすぐ始まります。
まだ始まっていない。よかった。チケットはまだある？
ええ、まだあります。
ありがとう。おーい、おばさん。早く。まだ始まってないよ。チケットもまだ売り切れていないよ。ミウ、もうお店に着いた？ごめん、まだ浅草に着いてない。ごめん。あ、お父さん。すみません。まだついていません。申し訳ありません。今すぐ行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
チケットお願いします。
ねえ、もう始まった？
まだ始まっていませんよ。でも、もうすぐ始まります。
まだ始まっていない。よかった。チケットはまだある？
ええ、まだあります。
ありがとう。おーい、おばさん。早く。まだ始まってないよ。チケットもまだ売り切れていないよ。みう、もうお店に着いた？ごめん、まだ浅草に着いてない。ごめん。あ、お父さん、すみません。ええ、まだ着いていません。申し訳ありません。今すぐ行きます。
今度は英語が入ります。
チケットお願いします。
Ticket, please.
ねえ、もう始まった？
Hey, has the show already started?
まだ始まっていませんよ。でももうすぐ始まります。
No, it hasn't. But it'll begin soon.
まだ始まっていない。よかった。チケットはまだある？
It hasn't started yet?Great. Are there still tickets left?
ええ、まだあります。
Yes, there are.
ありがとう。
Thanks.
おーい、おばさん。早く。まだ始まってないよ。
Hey, hurry up, ma'am. It hasn't started yet.
チケットもまだ売り切れていないよ。
And the tickets haven't sold out yet.
ミウ、もうお店に着いた？
ミウ、have you arrived at the restaurant?
ごめん、まだ浅草に着いてない。ごめん。
Sorry, I'm not in Asakusa yet. Sorry.
あ、お父さん、 すみません。
Oh, Mr. Tendo. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not there yet.
まだついていません。申し訳ありません。今すぐ行きます。
I'm terribly sorry. I'm on my way.
Okay, let's clear up what's happening. Haruya took the lost older woman to the Kabuki Theater. And he got a phone call from Miyu.
そうですね。Miyu さんは Haruya さんの奥さんだと思いますね。
I think Miyu is Haruya's wife now. He's going to meet Miyu and her father for dinner or something.
They're married. Oh. But since he came to Ginza with the older woman, he's running late.
そう。ちょっと遅れていますね。で、多分、Haruya さんは連絡しませんでしたね。
I don't think Haruya called or emailed Miyu.
Yeah, he may not have. And that's probably why her father is angry.
そうですね。お父さん怒ってますね。
怒ってますね。Yeah, he's quite upset.
電話を切っちゃいましたからね。
So he hangs up the phone before Haruya finishes. Maybe that's just their relationship. まあ、そういう関係。
あ、そうかもね。多分ね。
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary. First word.
売り切れる
To be sold out.
売り切れる売り切れる
Next.
始まる
To start.
始まる始まる
Next word.
お店
Shop, store.
お店お店。
Next.
すぐ。
Immediately.
すぐ。すぐ。
Next.
早く。
Quickly.
はやく。早く。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first word we're going to look at?
売り切れる。
To be sold out. Now, this phrase contains two verbs, right?
Right.
This is a compound verb made up of
売る
to sell
切れる
to cut or to run out.
そうですね。to run out かな。
So, run out to be sold out. And what is the sign you see on a menu or a popular restaurant when, I guess, something runs out?
売り切れ
Sold out.
It's the noun form of the verb 売り切れる but it's a good phrase to know.
ある有名な和菓子屋の前にいつも大福売り切れって書いてあるんですね。
So there's one famous sweet shop that always has a sign that says
大福売り切れ。
大福 is sold out. And 大福 is a popular Japanese sweet.
そうで、すごいまあいつも食べたいなと思ってるんですけど、どんなに朝早く行ってもいつも売り切れって書いてあるんですね。
So it doesn't matter how early you go to the shop, there's always a sign saying, 売り切れ。
そう、絶対売り切れてない。ただ作ってないだけだと思うんですけど。
So, Naomi sensei thinks that they don't even make it. なるほど。Okay, what's the next word?
おーい。
おーい。
It's not even a word.
And it's used when you want to get someone's attention.
So, kind of from a distance.
おーい。
Oi, Naomi-sensei! Yeah, probably you don't want to use this one with your teachers or... kind of on a formal level.
That's very informal.
Okay, let's take a look at the grammar point for this lesson. The focus of this lesson is how to say something that has happened already or hasn't happened yet in informal speech. In the previous lesson, we learned how to combine...
もう
already and...
まだ
yet. With formal expressions to convey the idea that something has already happened or hasn't happened yet. In this lesson, we'll learn how to combine
もう
and
まだ
with informal expressions to express the same ideas, but a bit more casually. Now, these expressions can be used with friends or people of equal status, and of course on a social level. So, Naomi-sensei, can we have the sample sentence from the dialogue?
もう始まった?
Has it already begun? And?
まだ始まっていない。
It hasn't begun yet. Let's first look at もう。To express the idea that something has already happened, attach
もう
already before the past tense form of a verb. So I think the best way to illustrate this is with an example. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
To eat is 食べる.
The corresponding past tense is
食べた.
And of course, this is informal. Ate. So this is just ate. If we want to say already ate, we add
もう食べた.
I've already eaten.
もうランチ食べた.
I've already eaten lunch. Next, let's look at the
まだ
construction. Now, can you give us the example in the dialogue again?
まだ始まっていない。
It hasn't started yet, or it hasn't begun yet. The idea that something has not happened yet is expressed by using
まだ
plus
て form of a verb.
And finally,
いない。
And this is the negative continuous tense. Basically, what it's saying is that it's in a state that something hasn't happened. まだ is yet. Let's illustrate with some examples. So first, let's look at
食べる.
To eat, the te form is
食べて.
Now, put まだ in front of it and add いない after it, and we get
まだ食べていない.
I haven't eaten yet.
まだランチを食べていない.
I haven't eaten lunch yet. Let's try see if we can put it all together. Imagine that we're talking about a new movie.
新しい映画?
Okay.
あの新しい映画もう始まった?
Has a new movie already started playing at theaters? And then, depending, if it has, we would say,
もう始まった。
It already started. If it hasn't,
まだ始まっていない。
It hasn't started yet, or it hasn't come out yet.
皆さんはもうレッスンノート読んだ?
So, has everyone read the lesson notes?
読んでください。
Please read them. Now, don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
Enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
待ってます。それじゃあまた。
チケットお願いします。
ねえ、もう始まった?
まだ始まっていませんよ。でももうすぐ始まります。
まだ始まっていない。よかった。チケットはまだある？
ええ、まだあります。
ありがとう。おーい、おばさん、早く。まだ始まってないよ。チケットもまだ売り切れていないよ。ミウ、もうお店に着いた？ごめん、まだ浅草に着いてない。ごめん。あ、お父さん、すみません。まだついていません。申し訳ありません。今すぐ行きます。